Sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Last week, I shared with you some of the speeches from the 12th anniversary event in Times Square in New York City, which was held right under the Rethink 9/11 billboard. Today, you'll hear what former Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney had to say about 9/11 and about Israel's plan to expand its borders, and you'll hear about the term cryodynamics, which is the study of how to destroy a society. Then I'll tell you about a not-to-miss event coming up on December 4th. So Cynthia is introduced here by architect and founder of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, Richard Gage. And then after her speech, she's questioned by Les Jamieson on a hearing she held in Congress about the 9/11 Commission report, asking the question, did they get it right? So let's begin with the intro by Richard Gage.
Well, I am so deeply honored to announce our next incredible guest. Some of you don't even know who's here tonight. I can tell you, my knees are shaking, my stomach is quivering, my heart is pounding, because I have the honor to bring to you a speaker who has served six terms in the United States House of Representatives as a Democrat. She alerted the public that there was evidence of foreknowledge of the attacks of 9/11 on the part of the Bush administration. 1 year after the release of the 9/11 Commission's official report, she held a milestone congressional hearing asking the question, 1 year later, did they get it right? What do you think the answer was? While in Congress, Cynthia McKinney questioned Donald Rumsfeld about the disappearance of $2.3 trillion from the Pentagon's coffer, which he had announced the day before the attacks, making him visibly very uncomfortable. After her tenure in Congress, she was nominated to be presidential candidate of the Green Party in 2008. She was on board two boats carrying humanitarian supplies to the Gaza Strip. She visited Libya multiple times in an effort to stop the outrageous invasion of that country, and was an outspoken opponent of the U.S. military policy there. Cynthia will address the question, did you know that at the time of 9/11, there were additional military plans in place to invade seven countries in the Middle East, as was reported later on CNN by General Wesley Clark? Please welcome the Honorable Ms. Cynthia McKinney.
I'd like to thank you all for coming out for a little bit of 9/11 truth and celebration of this amazing billboard that will alert people all over the world because of our activities and the activities of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth that we don't have the truth. Now, in response to the question that Richard has asked me to discuss, I would like to mention six things. And then maybe at some point afterwards, we can discuss them more in depth. Well, I'm not ashamed of myself, but I think George Bush and Dick Cheney and all of those people in the Bush administration that told the American people lies ought to be ashamed of themselves. And what I want to talk about are some other people who ought to be ashamed of themselves, quite frankly. The first name that I'd like to mention is Odette Yanan, who wrote an essay for a journal, a peer-reviewed journal, Kiv Unim, which is a journal for Judaism and Zionism. And what Oded Yanan put forward is called the Yanan Plan. And it was a plan for Israel for the 1980s. What I would like for us to do is to take a step back and look strategically at what is happening and not discreetly at separate individual events, but let's look at the events that are happening in their totality and discuss the theorizers of what I believe is unfolding before us. The primary idea put forward by Yanon was that in order to survive, Israel must become a regional power. And how could Israel become a regional power? The map of the region would have to change. And that meant that the whole area must be dissolved into small states. So, for example, in Iraq, Iraq would be comprised of several states. And then there would be major cities, each of the major cities, Basra, Mosul, and Baghdad, each would be a state. And then there would be a state for the Kurds. There would be a Sunni state. And then the entire dissolution of the Arabian Peninsula would take place. The dissolution of Syria would take place. This is the Yanon plan, and I invite you to take a look at it online. And then there was another plan that was put forward. This plan was put forward for Israel, a strategy for the 1990s. And what was that plan called? It's called a clean break. And those people who theorized and actually implemented U.S. policy, known as the Project for a New American Century, were the ones who were also involved in this strategy for Israel for the 1990s. And basically, what did they theorize? They theorized that there must come a time when Israel can not only deal with, contain its regional enemies, but it must transcend them. One other thing that's very clear in the reading of the Clean Break is that the Clean Break is so entitled because these people wanted to make sure that Israel was able to do what it felt it needed to do in its own interest without the constraints of public opinion in the United States. And so that clean break meant that Israel could also break cleanly from its dependency on the United States. There's another item that I'd like to mention to you, and it's called cliodynamics. This is a new field of research. And those of you who know now that I've been spending my days researching targeted assassination, the counterintelligence program, as a part of my PhD work at Antioch University. But this cliodynamics is a new field. And this is the science of social strife. And cliodynamics is the science of how you break down countries. That's what we're seeing, the dissolution of countries, exactly according to what Yanon wrote, exactly according to what a clean break, Richard Pearl and those guys, what they wrote in a clean break, the dissolution of countries. So that when we look at Iraq, we see sociocide. When we look at Libya, we see sociocide, which is a term that's used by Johann Galtung to describe the complete destruction of a society, the institutions of society. And that's what we're witnessing. That's what the U.S. military is being used to do. Cliodynamics estimates that once a society has been completely broken down, that it will take anywhere from 12 to 15 years for the people in that country to get themselves in order together enough so that they can reconstitute a government. Imagine what a rogue government can do, a rogue country can do, if it's got 12 to 15 years in order to work its will. And then we get to the question at hand. And that is the statement of Wesley Clark in 2007 when he was running for president of the United States. And he went before the Commonwealth Club in California, and he talked about the plan that was in the Pentagon to invade 7 countries in 5 years. Those 7 countries, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Sudan, Somalia, and Libya. Our government, literally as we speak, is still bombing Somalia. Sudan has been dismembered into 2 countries. Iraq is not functioning yet. Iran is on the list. Syria is under extreme attack right now. Lebanon is on the list. And Libya has ceased to exist as a country that functions on behalf of the people. So I would like to expand just a minute on this statement by Wesley Clark. Now, what he said in laying the ground for his comments is that in 1991, he paid a visit to the Pentagon and visited Paul Wolfowitz. And Paul Wolfowitz said that what the events of the decade of the 90s had demonstrated was that the United States could go all the way up with NATO expansion. The United States could go all the way up to the Russian border without a military response from Russia. So that meant that the United States military would have a free hand to act in the region, West Asia and North Africa. And so we've seen that. The pity to me is that it took Wesley Clark so long to talk about publicly what he learned in 1991. That's the pity to me. The fifth topic that I want to mention briefly is General Martin Dempsey, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Now, I just happen to have had the recent opportunity to speak with an investigative journalist. And he told me that the reason that Congress became involved in the debate was because on the very day that President Obama was going to unleash the bombs over Syria, General Dempsey paid a 1 o'clock in the morning visit to the White House and spoke directly with the president and asked him, instead of unleashing bombs in Syria, why don't you unleash public opinion in the United States Congress? That's what happened, at least according to this investigative journalist. And as a result of that, that bought time for us to work through this situation with diplomacy. Well, it really wasn't the United States that was doing the diplomacy, it was Russia. So can you imagine that we just had our previous speaker, Lenny, talking about Russia today being an outpost of truth for people in the United States? Whoever would have thunk it just a few short years ago? And not only do we have to rely on the Russian press for truth, we also get a little bit of truth from the Iranian press, from Press TV. And whoever would have thought it? But that's why they are under fierce attack. At least the Iranian press, Press TV, is under fierce attack. While in the United States, U.S. courts have granted, through court action, the right of U.S. media to knowingly lie to their public with impunity. That's the state of freedom of the press in the United States. The last thing that I would like to mention is why 911 Truth is so important. Because basically, in my opinion, what we were told by the Bush administration in 2001 and ever since then has been the big lie. It's been an excuse for war after war after war after war. It was an excuse for the Bush administration to launch wars against international law. Tony Blair launched wars against international law. And now our President Barack Obama has launched wars against the peace, against international law. I dream and I yearn for the day when we, the people of the United States, can have a president of the United States who is not a war criminal. One has been used to justify death, destruction, war, and killing. And yet we, the people of this country and people of the international community, don't even have a clue as to really what happened on that day. But I can tell you who does have a clue. They've got a whole bunch of clues that they've assembled, and that's the 911 Truth community. And I want to tell you that I love each and every one of you. Thank you very much.
Cynthia McKinney, the Honorable Congresswoman. Cynthia, if we could have just a couple of more minutes with our dear Cynthia McKinney. Bless. Cynthia McKinney did her own investigation of the 9/11 commissioners. She asked the question, did they get it right? Well, guess who was there at that meeting? Our own Les Jamison. And Les has a few key questions for Cynthia.
That was an amazing day there in Congressional Hill. If you can picture the pomp and circumstance and the beautiful decor of the Capitol building. And I also got to talk to some of your staffers beforehand. And folks, I knew what an incredible endeavor it was to get these hearings in the first place. I know you and your staff worked weeks and probably months to arrange for this day, which what they called 1 year after, did they get it right? And of course, many of us here in our own research about the 9/11 investigation can absolutely appreciate that this investigation of the investigation had to be done, which Cynthia McKinney made happen. It was on C-SPAN, which was aired all over the country. And first, Cynthia, if we could mention, if you have a memory of some of the panelists, because there were some very, very eminent people on that panel who were there as experts to take in the evidence and then render their determination of whether the 9/11 Commission got it right.
Well, Wayne Madsen was one of the questioners. Mike Rupert was one of the questioners. We had the Jersey Girls represented there. We also had Peter Dale Scott as one of the presenters who talked about the United States' basic creation of Al-Qaeda. And Peter Dale Scott is now serving on my dissertation committee. So that was a long-lasting and very fruitful relationship that was born. We had, gee, you probably remember the rest of them better than me. We had everybody who's involved in one way or another. We had people there who were experienced from Italy, a woman who is experienced in tracking terrorist money, terrorist finance. We had a gentleman from Greece who was there. He came all the way to testify. We had the gentleman who's a lawyer who talked about the creation of a police state. And at that time, of course, we thought he was a bit premature, but now everything that he rolled out has happened, and the United States is, if it isn't 100% police state, it's very close to it now. All you have to do is go to the darn airport, as I did today, and you see so many police and people who detain you and stop you. I get stopped when I travel. Repression of those who dare to dissent now. So, yeah, the question of the United States and police state, I don't think it's a question anymore. The question is, when will the people step up and stop it? That's the question.
There's a CIA agent, Melvin.
There was a CIA agent there, yes. Right. That's why I can't remember his name.
Melvin, CIA. Mel Goodman was there.
Yes, yes.
That's it. Also, Robert Steele was there. Robert Steele is a gentleman who's read almost every book on CIA and the intelligence state. That's his thing. He's read every book, and there are hundreds of them, and he was there as one of the experts. And through this day of hearing, Cynthia, it was all about deriving at some conclusions about the 9/11 Commission report at the end of the day. And 1 year later, there was an awful lot of evidence that that commission was, of course, first headed by Henry Kissinger, which lasted for about 2 weeks, until it was discovered that there was a conflict of interest because he was representing some of the Saudi monarch family. And then Philip Zelikow was brought in to head the 9/11 investigation, and all the evidence of his, of course, being an insider of the Bush administration, and of course a co-director with Condoleezza Rice in many aspects. So with all these people involved in the 9/11 investigation, and the fact that this report was put out as the official report, Cynthia, can you share some thoughts about what your determination was based on the questioning 1 year later?
Well, the conclusion that I arrived at was that George W. Bush, Condoleezza Rice, Dick Cheney should be impeached because they failed to protect the people of the United States on September 11. And that's why I filed those articles of impeachment. Not only because of September 11, because of the whole panoply of lies that came out of the Bush administration, starting with their theft of the White House in 2000. So, yes, that's right. Thank you very much. 12 years of lies. So that was one of the biggest conclusions. And every other administration, now we've got the Obama administration defending the lies and the torture and the criminal behavior of the Bush administration. So they need to go too.
Now, we all know that this woman is a model of courage beyond most people's imagination. And one example, just one, was a hearing with Donald Rumsfeld sitting at the table, a congressional hearing, and Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney questioning Donald Rumsfeld. Would you like to share what it is that you questioned him about, please, Cynthia?
Well, you all probably are aware of the story that I got kicked out of Congress for asking the questions about September 11th. That was in the 2002 campaign. And so in 2004, I ran again and I won. So I went back. And by that time, we had a lot more information. And I was trying to get my seniority back, but the Democrats, of course, didn't want to have me being able to ask all these questions of these folk. And as Rahm Emanuel said, I wasn't a team player. I will never be on that team of theft and corruption and lies and deception and theft of the American taxpayer dollars and of our moral compass. No way, I'll never be on that team. So anyway, I didn't get my seniority back. But they did put me on the House Armed Services Committee. But that meant that I was at the very, 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 very front of the room. So I could even see the beads of sweat popping out of Donald Rumsfeld's forehead, okay? So he managed to answer everybody's question. But when it came to me, my turn to ask a question, he said he had to go to lunch. And so I just asked my question anyway, very respectfully, as a gentle lady, but I still got my question in about the four war games going on September 11th and the $2.3 trillion missing dollars. Well, needless to say, he forgot all of the questions that I asked and experienced a very embarrassing moment. But it was one of the ways that we moved 911 Truth forward, because I asked about four war games. We knew about four. When I got the response back, there were different war games on that list than the war games that we knew about. So that's how we knew that there were so many different war games that were going on. And today we're even still finding out more war games that were going on September 11th. So it was my pleasure to grill Rumsfeld. He wasn't the only one. It was Michael Chertoff. I had a go at him. Madeleine Albright, I had a go at her. Colin Powell, I had a go at him. And man, I would love to have been able to have a go at Condoleezza Rice. But there there's another one I need to have a go at, and that's Susan Rice, the National Security Advisor now. So all of these evil people, just like Lenny said, all of these people who get paid very well to tell the people lies and to commit crimes of aggression and crimes against the peace and torture and violate all kinds of laws, they get paid very well. And the rest of us, we're left with ourselves. But you know what? Time soon come. Time is here now for us to stand up. And you know, Congress isn't them folk. Congress is us. And that's why I want to see Luke Rutkowski. I want to see him inside the Congress. Where is Luke? And yeah, there he is right there. And Richard Gage. Why not have Richard Gage inside the Congress? What about pilots for 911 Truth? Why not have them inside the Congress making public policy? It's time out for us to beg these people. We've got to turn them out and put good people in. Thank you very much.
That's how politicians are supposed to speak.
And again, that was a speech given by Cynthia McKinney in New York City on September 11th, 2013, as part of the Rethink 9/11 Billboard campaign. The campaign continues, and to learn how you can help out, the website is rethink911.org. And now for the event. On Wednesday, December 4th, 2013, the author of this book will be speaking at the University of Hartford. And the book is Mary's Mosaic, the CIA Conspiracy to Murder John F. Kennedy, Mary Pinchot Meyer, and Their Vision for World Peace. The author Peter Janney's father was in the CIA and was a good friend with Mary Meyer's husband, Cord Meyer, who was also in the CIA. And this book is just full of all these insider Washington connections with the media, the CIA, and Mary was also having an affair with John F. Kennedy while he was in office and when he was assassinated. She was about to come forward with what she knew about his assassination several weeks after the Warren Commission was released when she was assassinated. Now, author Peter Janney has done years of research on this book and is actually starting a lawsuit against one of the surviving possible perpetrators of her assassination. And this could also lead to information about the Kennedy assassination. So he's a very dynamic speaker, and I hope that you'll come out on Wednesday, December 4th, to hear author Peter Janney discuss his book. He'll also be signing copies of his book at the event. The event will take place in the Auerbach Auditorium in Hillier Hall on the campus of the University of Hartford at 7 p.m. And again, that's Wednesday, December 4th. And really, this is one you don't want to miss. And now, if you'd like to listen to past 9/11 Wake Up Call shows, the 2008 and 2009 editions are archived at the great website ct911truth.org. And from 2010 on, they can be found at the website radioforall.net. And that's the digit for radioforall.net. Click on Contributor, and then look for Cheryl under the C's, and all of my shows should pop up. I'd like to thank David Schoenfeld for his technical support with today's show. This concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.